Good morning. Welcome to our annual congregational meeting for 2018. I'll call the meeting to order, and the first business is to have Joe open with prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to discuss the ministries of this church. We thank you for the grace you provided for each of these. And we thank you for this opportunity to expose to the congregation the details over the past year that each has undertaken. And also each has flourished because of your matchless grace. And we lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Okay, Gary, Mr. Secretary, I need to ask you if a quorum is present.
Yes, we have.
We can move on. Okay, Gary, would you like to read the minutes from last year, and then we will ask for approval, congregational approval.
Hey, Gary, come up there.
The annual congregational meeting for Grace Doctrine Church was held during the second session on Sunday, 12 February 2017. The chairman of the Board of Deacons, Dr. Weldon Schott, called the meeting to order. Chairman Schott asked Pastor Griffin to open the meeting in prayer. The chairman then asked the secretary if a quorum was present, and the secretary responded in the affirmative. The secretary read the minutes from the 21 February 2016 annual meeting, and the chairman entertained a motion to approve the minutes as read. The motion was approved by Mr. Timothy Hunt and seconded by Mr. Tom Wojciechowski. The motion was voted on by the congregation and passed unanimously. The chairman presented the agenda for the meeting. Approval of the minutes from the previous year's annual meeting, ratification of Pastor Griffin's nomination for the 2017 Board of Deacons, 2016 annual financial report, Joe Griffin Media Ministries update, and Philippi Ministry update. The chairman proceeded with the ratification of nominations for the 2017 Board of Deacons. The ballots were distributed to the congregation. The votes were cast, ballots collected and counted, led by Mr. Tom Gallagher. The chairman was informed that all nominations had been approved and successfully ratified by the congregation. The chairman then introduced Mr. Rick Sherrill for the presentation of the 2016 annual financial report. Mr. Sherrill reported on the finances of Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries. The chairman thanked Mr. Sherrill for his report. The chairman then introduced Pastor Joe Griffin for a Joe Griffin Media Ministries update. Pastor Griffin asked that Gary Watson has his report on Philippi Freedom Ministries go first, and then Chairman Schott introduced Gary Watson for a Philippi Freedom Ministries update. The chairman then introduced Pastor Joe Griffin for a Joe Griffin Media Ministries update, and then chairman thanked Pastor Griffin for his report. Chairman Schott then asked if there were any other new business or questions. There were none. He entertained a motion to close the meeting. The motion was made by Mr. Timothy Hunt, seconded by Mr. Rick Sherrill. The motion was voted on and passed unanimously, and Pastor Griffin closed the meeting in prayer.
Thanks, Gary. So now I entertain a motion to approve those minutes. Okay, is there a second? Timmy, discussion? Any discussion? Those in favor, say aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion carried. We're going to ratify Pastor Griffin's nomination for the Board of Deacons, which he's already nominated, so we're going to, by ballot, have the congregation cast their votes. It will be passed out. Maybe like in Cook County, vote early, vote often. Yeah. While they're doing that, I just want to tell you on behalf of Dana, she wants to thank everyone, and I do too, for their prayers and her, their offers to help. And she's doing fine. She can't come into areas where there are crowds because her white count has fallen pretty low, and they don't want her to go pretty much out of the house until the white count comes back. If it doesn't come back on its own and falls, I think, below 1,200, they'll give her an injection to have her bone marrow produce white blood cells. But she can't come in to someplace like this or the grocery store or something, because if she gets sick, she might end up having to go in the hospital and then delay the chemo. She's had two bouts of her chemotherapy. She has four left. So we appreciate your thoughts and prayers. And luckily, we have upstairs an extra water heater. Our water heater has been kaput for 4 weeks. Otherwise, I might be pretty rank standing up here. Which it does remind, I read in the Smithsonian Magazine one time, they were talking about bathing over history. And when Josephine received a letter, according to the Smithsonian, from Napoleon, he said he's wrapping up his campaign. He would be back in 30 days and told her, do not bathe. And you draw your own conclusions. Have we tallied the votes yet?
I don't want
to read. Oh, okay. Well, just fake it. Did anybody that wants to vote, that should vote, not get a chance to vote? Other than me, I didn't get one. If I can break a tie. Someone going to count the ballots?
He's putting them back. It's not moving,
sir. Okay. I didn't hear from Tom. Did he leave the building? Tom.
Last I saw him, sir, he was counting.
Oh, he was counting. Okay.
How are you feeling?
Well, my back hurts, but it'll get better or not. And Jim Jeffries has offered his assistance, and so I'm going to take him up on that. The pain medication works if you take a lot of it, but I don't like taking a lot of it. So it's just what happens when you get old. Things fall off, like Joe says, or at least get misplaced. Maybe Tom's right. Maybe he can't read.
Might be close.
All right, we get a thumbs up. So we've taken care of that, and the deacons have been ratified and spared over for another year. At this point, I'm going to introduce Rick Sherrill, who is our financial officer, and he will speak on the finances of Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm going to give a brief overview, and I'll say this. If anyone has questions, feel free to raise your hand, and I'll do my best to ask. But I could put you to sleep, or I could kind of do it quick, and my guess is the quick option is more desirable. So we'll give that a shot. Let's see if I'm going in the right direction. It's me. There we are. This is the financial statement you're accustomed to looking at. This is the annual for 2017. You can see where we started with cash. We spent a fair amount of money, $247, but we were blessed with an income of $254. That allowed us to increase our balance. Again, this is as of December 31st. We sent out our January statements, and you see that we have a lot of happy givers in our congregation, and I couldn't be more pleased about that. last year or the last couple of years, I've put up financial information over 5 years, and this is the part that will put you to sleep. So what I'm going to do is tell you what I think this says. And very simply, the part that I pay attention to the most is the top line, and that's the income over the last series of years. And this year, our income is up about 35% to $260,000, and that is outstanding. And I thank all those involved in that. The rest of it is our different categories of expenses. As a general rule, they're fundamentally the same. The top line there is building and utilities. Because of our financial position, we took advantage of making some changes here. This building is about 10 or 11 years old that we've been in here. Like everything that ages, it needs a little care and feeding, and we've done that this year. So you'll look at that number being higher than normal, about $20-some thousand. But you may notice we have a new gate out front. We have a new sign. We've also done replacements of interior lighting, thanks to Mr. Gallagher and crew. And so that's the difference in the top line there on building. On administration, that's about $10,000 more, and that's because we've made some improvements in the kitchen from equipment. And also we are contributing to a project Paul will talk about, and that is the migration of our website and database. It's basically outsourcing, and people use the term cloud. Being a technical person, they like to keep everyone confused what that means. That means we don't want to do it anymore. We want to give it to other guys to do it for us. That's really what that means. That's our contribution there. So as a general rule, we've been making changes in the last couple of years. We've updated everything in the fish tank. We've updated the projection systems behind us and a few other maintenance issues. And I can report that as a standard, we're pretty much in good shape. We've got everything up to speed. Next year, you'll hear us talk about some issues with the parking lot that we're trying to figure out right now. But as a general rule, financially, we look, you know, really pretty good. So that's the overall 5 years. Again, my point of that I'm most pleased with is the contributions have been wonderful. Last year, I put together a balance sheet, and a lot of people said, what is that? This is what we own, and the other one was our financials is what we owe. If you'll notice behind us here, as of December 31st, again, there's our cash balance. The land for which this building on is $657,000. That's what we paid for it. Same thing with the building. $1.7 million is what we paid for this building. And those are the values that are just that, what we pay for that. It's not what the retail value. The buildings and the property should be worth more than that. So that gives us an asset combined there, about $2.5 million. We couldn't be more fortunate to be one of the churches in this country who owe nothing, which is the line below that says liabilities. That's zero. So if you want to get where are we? We're way ahead of the rest of the crew. Most people in this country that have large congregations, churches, they have a large number there called debt, and we do not. And we're very thankful for that. So that's a quick summary of where we are, what we're going on. I always say we're doing just fine, and that's exactly where we are as the church. So if there's no questions on that, I'll move on to media ministry and see if I can get that one right. As soon as I find my cheat sheet for that, there it is. Again, this is as of 2017. We started at $43,000. We spent $110,000. We got in just under $150,000. And the good news is we have a nice balance of $82,000 at the end of the year. I can tell you right now our balance is approximately $130,000 on the ministry side. So that's terrific. Pardon me. This is the same five-year analysis that I like to have people look at. It just gives you a sense of where we're going. Once again, I'll point out to the top line, that's our income. People are happy with Joe Griffin Media Ministries, and we're very pleased with that. You can see that the contribution is up about 25%. That will allow us to do those projects that we're talking about, to migrate and improve, and there will be more conversation from this pulpit in a few minutes about that. I won't try to talk on top of those guys. The rest of the categories, what we've really been trying to do over the last couple of years is hold the line on expenses and to, while making changes and to reduce our costs, and we've done that really quite well on the media ministry side. We've changed some of our automation equipment. Once again, everything was older last year, and this current year we've pretty much replaced and updated every machine, every piece of equipment we have, and we're getting ready to outsource the rest of it like we're talking about. So from a where are we, that is a very strong position, and I'm personally very happy for where we are on that. Yes, sir.
As more and more people are pulling things off the Internet, we're not mailing out the DVDs.
Right. More electronic versus paper.
Postage jumped almost 50%.
Funny you should ask. I noticed that it's about $5,000 difference, and I couldn't figure that out. And being the person I am, what I went back is the way we pay for postage, we pay it in advance. And we will get anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 of postage at one time, and then we work it off. It was just the weirdest thing is in 2016, we had postage paid in December of 2015. It was carried forward. And then we didn't get the billing again until 2017. It was just the way the billing cycle ran. So that you put those two together, that's why it made a bit of a blip. But if you go back and look at the year before that, you see the higher number. That's when we implemented what I think I called it an electronic mailbox in the past. That's what's happening there. That's why the numbers, because this is on a cash basis. This is how we pay it versus trying to break it down even. So that's the number there. But the bigger number down below is the professional fees. We're down there about $24,000. Very simply, we didn't buy as many books last year. Okay, and Joe's already lined up to spend a little more money on that. But the good news is we have the money and the cash to do that. And so, we're very grateful. We've also put in brand-new soundboard, which is the funny little device that no one could figure out that the boys use in the fish tank. And we're making contributions to do the preparation to move the remaining technical things out of here and move it forward. And that's really a good thing. We've been very fortunate. We've had a few key men, Paul being our key man right now. If anything happened to him, we'd be in big trouble. So the concept for moving it out is very simply, not that we don't love Paul, because we do, but that lets these technical gurus in the cloud, which is nothing more than a subcontracting group doing it for us. So that lets us focus on what we do here is ministry and not technology. So that's the concept there. So I'm talking a little out of school, getting on Paul's presentation. Don't want to, but that's kind of where we are. If there's any questions on that, holler, but otherwise I'll move on. And the balance sheet. You guys can see it again. We have money. I have the balance sheet here that shows Joe Griffin. Interesting. Messed that one up. Bottom line, we don't owe any money. We're happy. So I make myself a note here. Just wanted to say that we continue to be blessed by your contributions, and I want to thank you all. That's it. Unless someone has any questions, then I'll get out of the way. Thank you all.
Somebody stole my agenda. Probably me. Put this up here at halftime and I came back and it was gone. I put it up again and it's still gone. Okay, thanks, Rick. At this time, I'd like to introduce Gary. Doesn't need an introduction with Philippi Ministries, and he can let us know what's been transpiring over the last 12 months. So without further ado, here's Gary.
Thank you. I'm not saying anything. You know, Eric, last year you said I Love to Tell the Story was a song. Today you did As Well With My Soul, so you got my favorite song last year and Laura's favorite song this year. And, Joe, I follow your example. I get up. I'm in my office by 6, and I'm lucky to be upstairs by 6 at night, usually more like 7 or 8. When I'm in town, that's it. So it's great to be back and get some face-to-face teaching. I just returned after a 7-day trip, or actually a 5-day trip turned into a 16-day trip, and it was pretty awesome. But I can tell you the opposition is going strong. It's pretty amazing what's going on out there in the chaos. It's great to be home. Joe, thanks for supporting me this past year and the example you set to study and teach, and keep it going. I'm honored to have you as my pastor, and it's just great to be out there telling folks about your ministry. And I'd like to thank the Board of Deacons also and the Board of Joe Griffin Media Ministries for all your support this past year. I really appreciate it. And I've got to thank my wife, who holds down the home fort so I can keep it going. Every time I leave, something happens. The dishwasher goes out. The furnace goes out in the middle of winter. Cell phone went out this week. Her mom got worse, and I called and said I won't be home for another week. And she took care of everything, so it's awesome. And thank you to everyone who helped support Philippi Ministries. As I look around, everybody in here does something for us. It's amazing. Those that do our newsletter, they order our books from Baraka, they make copies, they grade tests. We have about 20 Doritos out there in Kentucky and Texas and Wisconsin and Michigan, Georgia, Florida, California. They're all grading tests. We've got a whole group here in St. Louis. I've got my own doctor, Dr. Jeffries, who keeps me on the road and keeps me going. We have folks that do the certificates. It's just so awesome to see the support. Most importantly, we have the prayer warriors who keep us going. I'm not a one-man show. I could not do it by myself. Without your prayers going before me, there's no way I could walk in and out of these prisons like I do. And you walk in and you just feel safe and comfortable because you know I have a wall of fire around me because of all the prayer warriors. Thank you. I thought I'm not going to read as many letters this year. I'm going to keep this shorter. I know you've got more people you'd rather hear from, but I have a couple of letters. Dear Mr. Watson, Philippi Ministries, and all of Grace Doctrine Church, I'd like to extend my most heartfelt thanks and appreciation for all of your prayers, support, encouragement, studies, and time over the last 18 months. It is with incredible excitement that I write to tell you that as of November 28th, I have been granted parole. Not only was I granted parole, but I was also approved to be able to parole out of Texas to my home state of California, where I can be reunited with my children and my family. I am so blessed and thankful, and I wanted to share the good news with you. I began my walk and accepted Jesus Christ through your studies, and I want to thank him and commend you for the wonderful work that you do through him for myself and countless other individuals nationwide. It is wonderful what your ministry does. And a letter from the chaplain. Greetings from Hope Chapel. We would like to thank you for your ministry support and material donations. We recently had a supply of books in the 89 Basic Series. We were hoping you'd be able to supply us with more. The men and staff here at this facility have enjoyed these books, and they are requested specifically by name. So it's a great opportunity to get the word out there. These men, there are positive volition believers just like you, sitting in Bible classes just like ours across the country studying God's word. We continue to send Joe's notes to inmates across the country. There's our famous slide. That's roughly 240 prisons where we have a presence. And what that means is we have inmates in those facilities studying Bible doctrine. It's about 800 inmates total. We had a few drop off this year. We continue to send out notes, asking if they want to receive notes. And they do say no. This one says a big fat no. And it says, I am Roman Catholic, and there is some anti-Catholic rhetoric in your notes. I understand and appreciate that this is your ministry, and you can run it as you see fit. I won't read the rest of it. He goes on to tell me how big of an idiot I am, and I'm already aware of that, so I won't read that. But we do have those who are positive. I'm enjoying the studies and learning so much about this Christian walk I never knew before. I want to continue the studies and start all over when I'm done.
My heart desires to perfect this teaching and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I put a couple up here so you can see I'm not making this stuff up. You can see there, these Bible study notes are greatly used and treasured by me to continue learning and pressing on. Here's another one. This inmate, interestingly enough, his family attends Baraka, and he had no positive volition. They contacted me and got in touch with Jonathan, and he is just plugging away. And for those of you that graded his test, I think he's on test number 20 or 21 now. So he's rolling through, and he loves the notes. His only complaint is that he would like to get them more frequently. So we're going to take care of that request for him and get those to him. And then one more just says these notes are awesome. Our study courses continue to grow, and we're now over 640 inmates doing the courses with us. We have some that's already in book number 41. So it's amazing. Now, that means he's done all of Joe's, all of Rick Hughes. How many of the colonels then? That's pretty awesome. So they continue to study. We have both men and women studying with us. We have several Doritos, people locally who are doing the courses as a refresher. We also have several inmates who have been released and are still doing the courses with us. We send them to their homes now. And we now have wives and family members doing the courses through the inmates.
Here?
Yes, sir. Yes, we had some. I read the letters in August in Elkton, Ohio, at the Federal Correctional Center in Elkton. So at both the medium and the low there in Elkton. And there also is a lady at a jail here in Missouri that I can't say, but because she's listening, but she's been with us now, I think, since, I'm going to say July. And I forwarded you those emails that she sent to me and asked to get her started. So she'd been studying with us also. That's another one. Thank you so much for the wonderful. This is so wonderful. I'm learning so much. Thank you again for these studies. God bless you. This one I really enjoy here. You're going to have a hard time seeing it, I think. But it says, thank you so much for your continued support as I work through these wonderful courses in Bible doctrine. The books and booklets are among my most prized possessions. Truly, I had no idea that doctrine was so important. The last two courses, Dying Grace and Reversionism, had such negative connotation in their titles that I approached them with much trepidation, only to be greatly surprised by the wisdom they contained. Wow. This young man is actually older. He has three children. His wife is doing the studies along with us. His last name's not on there, but I can tell you what his last name is. No relation, but it's Watson. Patrick Watson. Those who grade the tests see the notes. We get hundreds of notes. It's constant what we read that these inmates write to us. We continue to set up MP3 groups across the country when we have enough positive volition to do so. We work with the chaplain to get these groups set up. We provide everything they need, whether it's for a group or maybe a chaplain will allow us to give them MP3 players, headsets, so that they can check out an MP3 and do a study in the chapel on their own, then return it back into the chaplain. We provide everything they need. Joe said earlier today, there's never a charge for anything. We make sure they get what they need. We even had a chaplain recently after I left. He said, I really want to do communion if you'll come back and do it, but I don't have any money to finance this for the Bureau of Prisons to provide the bread and the grape juice. I said, no problem. So I went to ChristianBookstore.com and sent him what he needed and got him all set up so I can do communion the next time I'm there. We make it easy to get Bible doctrine, no matter how you do it. When you purchase a car, you hear those car dealers that say, we make it easy to get a car. We make it easy to get a loan. We make it easy to get Bible doctrine. No problems whatsoever. We have 42 MP3 tape groups across the country listening to Bible doctrine. Now multiply that. They average between 20 inmates and 100 inmates. So multiply those 42, and that's how many you got listening to your Bible doctrine that you put out, Joe Griffin. You got a much larger congregation.
We're getting ready to add a new tape group in Mississippi. I was there last week, and what really turned out pretty cool, the chaplain or the warden came, the sheriff came, and none other than Rick Hughes showed up to check me out. And I said, well, Rick, here's an opportunity. If you'd like to speak, I'll give the pulpit to you. And he goes, this is your show, baby. So it went really well. I was really grateful. And he was very kind afterwards. I gave him a heads up of what was going to happen. We were walking out through the across the prison yard, and he said, man, you nailed it. You knew exactly what was going to happen. I said, this is what I do. I got this down. And I heard him get on the phone and call someone and said, this was awesome. The warden is interested in your ministry now. We're going to set up a tape group doing the basics there. The sheriff of the whole county was there, and he's positive. This has really turned out to be an awesome opportunity. So that was a lot of fun. Here's some key items from I Get Excited. I told you I love to tell the story. Nothing like giving the gospel. Nothing like telling about your ministry and then your grandchildren. Key items from 2017. The opportunity to fill in for you, Joe, was the highlight of the year. Operation Grace World Missions picked us up as their 11th missionary back in May. We developed the course for Gospel Missionary Journey. We're not quite finished with it. We're finishing it up, but I'm looking forward to the next book, Joe. We need to keep pouring out the material because I have folks that are going to need them as they work finish up the Colonel's books. But this is 100 questions on Gospel Missionary Journey. It's an awesome book. We are working on transcript for courses so that the inmates can actually get a transcript. And we're almost done with it. So they'll see which ones they passed or failed, where they're at, what the next books are. This is something that I've been looking forward to, and thankfully someone smarter than me is helping to get that taken care of. I talked to you last year, Joe, about maybe inserting in our prayer list maybe once a quarter or once a year, and here we are a year later, and we finally got it finished. So we're going to fine-tune that, and hopefully we can present that to you and maybe have it as an insert a couple times a year for the prayer warriors out there to pray for these inmates. We had our Riding with Grace horse camp last year. It's always an honor to be with my friends Deb and Dan and Sandra Kinsey, Eric and Ryan up in South Dakota. And I know I owe somebody here a date for them to come with us. Oh, I know who it is. And I'll let her know today so that I don't have the date yet. We're upgrading all of our tests and our study aids to make them more professional. When I put them together, I'm not the brightest light in the cabinet, so I know there's some grammar issues and things like that. So we're going through and taking a look at them, and people a lot smarter than me are correcting them. We want to be the most professional organization that there is. So we're fine-tuning every test, making sure everything reads properly, that the answers really are in the book. I had a few inmates that get a big kick out of writing you saying, this answer isn't in the book. I grab that book. I know it is. I wrote this. Hey, you're right. Yeah, so they love to catch you. So we're going through every one. I know the doctrine's right. Just may not have the right punctuation or may not have the right question. We have developed courses for understanding your soul and practicing your Christianity. Had the opportunity to speak at Grace Bible Church in Chelsea, Alabama, and National Capital City Bible Church in Washington, D.C. And then at the end of the year, Baraka Church notified us that we would be one of their missionaries and listed on their prayer list and on their website going forward. And that was pretty neat. Let's see. Some fun facts. Joe, I thought you might enjoy this. We're getting doctrine out there. The word of God is being spread. Okay. We shipped out last year over 7,500 books. Now, we have someone to order books for me. Baraka sends them right to my house, so I have those books. Dana keeps me stock in Joe's books, although I drive her crazy. You know, I run out, and I got to have them today because I got to get these guys the doctrine they need. So I don't want all the other groups. I won't mention all the denominations who are in there trying to recruit them to come and take them away. So I want to get doctrine to them right away. And we mailed out over 300,000 colored copies of your notes. That doesn't include the courses we copied and sent out. That doesn't include requests for Bible doctrine. Like a chaplain will write me and say, give me your list of available materials. So I'll send him, I'll run it off the website, send it to him, and he'll write me back and say, give me this doctrine. Can I have that? I'll print it out and send it to him. Tell him how he can get to your website. So this is just basic, the course books, books to chaplains, family members of inmates, send me an email through our website. Say, send me this book. Can you send me this? I want to do the see this book my son's looking at. Or I want to see the book my husband's looking at. So we're pretty busy. As you can see, it's quite a bit. And because of the folks here, we have a well-oiled machine. We can crank this stuff out left and right. Joe, and I know this is something you've been waiting for, and Casey, I don't think he's in here. But these are the downloads of your lessons last year. We started this in March of last year. Throughout the year, we finally got it rolled out. And of 1 through 52, all the way through, not just one, but these who downloaded all 52 lessons, you had 9,753 downloads as of December the 12th when I went there in December to visit. And It's a Wonderful Life, lessons 184 to 229, you had 2,427 downloads, and that was in less than 3 months. So you go back to 7,500 books and 300,000 copies of notes. I don't know what this year will bring, but I have a feeling those numbers are going to grow. What's happening to it, that's between them and the Lord, and that's really not my business. And I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. It's pretty cool just to see it when you get those numbers and say, wow, someone's positive. No reason not to download. What are you going to do with it if you download it? People say, well, they're not listening. How do you know? You're probably not listening. You know? And why download it? What are you going to do with it? Hey, look what I got. Joe Griffin. No offense, but, you know. I mean, you're going to run around in prison. I got Joe. I continue to travel with Rick Hughes, and he was recently able to go hear me teach, and he gave me an A+. I was honored that he would come along. Joe Griffin Media Ministry still provides Bibles for inmates when they're ready. And that's an honor. That's really cool. Thank you, Joe. And thanks, Joe Griffin Media Ministries Board. And, of course, I still study and teach and study and teach and stay in my office when I'm home 12 hours a day to get ready, to be prepared. There's so many things to tell you, but I'm going to shut up and not take any more time. In closing, Joe, it's such an honor to represent you, this church, Joe Griffin Media Ministries, to all the Doritos, inmates, chaplains. It's a real honor, and I take it seriously, and I love going out and representing this church. What an honor to be able to present the gospel and to present Bible doctrine. I can tell you prisons are nasty places. I say it again, you get to see the good stuff. They're unsafe. They're violent. They have a lot going on. Islam is really taking hold. I got a wonderful article someone just sent me. If you're interested, I'll forward it to you. But it's crazy what's going on out there. Please keep your prayers going. If you want to do something, you want to help out, let me know. We're always honored to have people help us. Never say no. If there's something you know you can do, tell me, and I'll let you do it if I can. I'm going to read you a couple letters here that I thought would be important as we close. This inmate's been studying with us for 7 years now, and we've added him to our non-member prayer list. And by the way, he's on our prayer list that we've just developed for the prison ministry. Recently I learned I had cancer of the liver. I have been studying the Word of God through you all and all the Bible class notes and doctrine that Deacon Gary Watson has provided me. Although I have been incarcerated over 9 years, the Word of God has sustained me. I recently wrote to you asking for your prayers. I can tell you that I have been blessed by my association with you and that of Grace Doctrine Church. So that's a young man. And then I told this about this individual, and it's the last one, and I'll shut up, to Joe and Joe Henry recently. We were talking in the lobby one night. This young man got 8 years. He's not a young man. He's got 8 years for DWIs. He has no other crimes, none. Him and I have become friends over the last 8 years. He's been studying with us since 2000, 2011, I think, maybe 2009. So I've gotten to know him. This young man leads our tape group at the trustee camp he's in. He writes every month, and all he asks for is more doctrine, asks questions. I print off notes from Joe's studies, send them to him to answer his questions. Why recreate the wheel? Let the professionals take care of that. Or send him the colonel's books. His daughter, Rhea, is listening today, so I have his permission. She's been studying with us about 3 years now, or actually not with me, but with Joe Griffin. He is an awesome individual, and please keep him in your prayers. His name's Jess Cates, and Jess just got approved for release. And he said, I look forward to being able to fellowship with you and to be able to study with the resources that are out there. My studies through Philippi Ministry and Grace Doctrine Church have done much to raise me up from my sorry state of reversionism and to prepare me for the challenges which I face. Without this growth, I might not be assured of succeeding, but now with much hope, I look forward to my release. Thank you and everyone at Philippi Ministries and Grace Doctrine Church for your faithful help and prayers over the years. I am and always will be thankful to you and to God for your help. I will write and let you know as soon as my release date is set, and I will see you soon on the outside. In Christ, Jess. I have confidence that he will not add to the 7 who's gone back to over the 300 inmates that's been released over the last 10 years or so. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support.
It's always interesting and encouraging to hear Gary's reports through his prison ministry. At this point, I'll have Joe come up, and it's going to be an update of Joe Griffin Media Ministries, and then followed by Paul, who's going to give us an update on the Geekatronics with Joe Griffin Media Ministries.
Thank you, Weldon. Gary, you've been a busy man. And he sits in his chair, he says, a good long while every day when he's here. But he also sits in his car a lot. And so he's traveling down these highways that go everywhere. What I want to do is go through some things that have occurred in Media Ministries with regard to the website and our publications. When I get done, Paul will come up and give you some technological facts that you will be interested in. We are moving all of the electronics that we can move out of house up to what is called the cloud, which means a room somewhere where guys will do things for us that we've been doing for ourselves. I've got some things that I want to show you on the traffic that we have as far as our broadcasts are concerned, netcast, I guess you might call them these days. You can see here we have GDC and JGMM website traffic. So we have two websites, one's for the church and one's for Media Ministries. They both contain the same information. And so total number of page views in 2017 was 323,000 as opposed to 298 in 2016, upclick of 8%. Average number of page views per day, 886 to 817. I don't really know what that means, but nevertheless, it clicked up by better than 8%. Paul can tell you if you're interested. Total number of daily unique visitors, where last year it was almost 41,000, it dipped to 35.5, and that's a decline of 13.1. I don't know what that means other than maybe it was James 1. Now, The average number of unique visitors per day dropped down by 13%. I don't know what a unique viewer is, but there you have it. Turns out I taught 97 Bible classes last year. Our total live streams during that time was almost 12,300. Average live streams, that means that 126.8 people or webs, computers logged on to the website. Now, that means that if you look at that as one person per site, one person per hit, than 126 people logged on to the website for Bible class. We have conservatively decided to impute to that doubling the number. In other words, an average of two people per website. We have a bunch of groups that listen to our Bible classes throughout the week. The one down in St. Augustine, Florida has about 20-ish. There's a big group in Arizona that has quite a number, and there may be others as well. But we'll have a map for you in a minute that shows a little bit of that, and I think Rick has already done that for us. So we have that going on. I don't know what total replays means, but I think it's where you come online after the Bible class is over and replay the lesson or listen to it for the first time. And then on Tuesdays, that Tuesday number of two has to do with the Shreveport Bible Conference, so sort of overlook that. Wednesdays, 5,400 total live streams. It turns out that people go negative in midweek. And 120 average live streams, that makes 240 people as opposed to 254. And so I guess that holds up over time. On Thursday, you have 103, and that's 444. And an average of 206 people on those particular nights. And this is averaging everything over the course of a year. And so total live streams are over 22,000 for the year of 17. Average viewers about 120, and that doubles up to 238. Total replays, 1831. The next we have is an example. This is a total weeknight Dorito congregation in the U.S., I know some of the people that are on these little red dots that you see. And there's a cluster of them down in Texas, and it seems like up and down the Mississippi River, north to south, we have a number of people that log on. This is one example. Is this one example for one day, or is it averaged? This is one Bible class, either Wednesday or Thursday. So you can see how that's going on. Number of unique visitors. I don't know what that means, but I think it means that you didn't do it twice. In other words, you can look at a sheet that's printed out after you've done a Bible class, and I've seen them and tried to look at it and understand it. But sometimes people log on, they'll stop and go to the bathroom and come back, stop and get a beer and come back, get a Dorito and come back. And so it looks like there are three hits there when really it's just one person. So the unique visitors, you'll see there's an uptrend for that, and that's a little gray line that goes across shows that it increased over the course of the year. Google Groups subscribers. I thought I would give the people in Google Group land heads up on how you can join in on getting my class notes. They're 10-page documents, so let me give you poop on that. Currently, we have 706 subscribers to this group. What that means is I will attach the 10-page document to an email that goes out to the Google outfit, and then they dispense those notes out to subscribers, in other words, Google Group members. And right now, you have 706 people who are subscribing to that. That doesn't count Gary's bunch that he does himself. They don't have access to a computer to be a member of the Google Group. So nevertheless, I don't know how many, that's 17,012 pages are sent out to these people every time I finish one. As I develop my pulpit notes, I separate them out into 10-page documents. Some people don't understand that, but if I just did all of James 1 in one document, that would be unmanageable. So in the early days of this, I decided to stop at 10 pages and then open up another document. New subscribers should go to joegriffin.org, and I'll tell you about how you can join this group if you're interested. Select the drop-down window about JGMM. When you do that, this will open the page to email distribution group. When you see that, click on the link Grace Doctrine Church Google Group, then select subscribe to this group, enter your email address, and then complete I am not a robot. You have to do that and then click on subscribe. These documents arrive as attachments to the incoming email in PDF and .doc formats. As these documents arrive, you will see this message at the bottom of the page. You've received this message because you subscribe to the Google Group Grace Doctrine Church. to unsubscribe from this group, send an email to, and then the link is there. So some people have joined up and then decided they couldn't take it anymore, and that's how you can get out of it so you don't continue to get these documents coming in. And publications, before I address that, I want to mention about the Bibles that Gary sends out to these prisoners once they qualify. He's got a vetting process for that. They don't get a Bible until he's convinced they're positive and have enough doctrine to be able to carry on with the Bible. The Bible that I've always used, beginning back in 1971 or two, is the Scofield Reference Bible. They are available online in the New International Version, unfortunately. I believe the NASB is the better translation. But the translation is by C.I. Scofield. And that's what the notes are that I think are very important, and they don't change. The translation is owned by the New American Standard, the Lockman Foundation. And the Oxford University Press does the Bible, and they own Scofield's notes, and then the translation is owned by Lockman. And so I wrote both organizations to find out why they were not publishing that Bible anymore in that translation. And it turned out that the Lockman Foundation would like to have another publication of that Bible, but Oxford University Press was no longer giving them the permission to do that. At least they will not coordinate with them. So I wrote Oxford University Press, and they wrote back that there's not an NASB version, nor shall there be. And I thought they were awful uppity about that, but nevertheless, that's why we can't get NASB's Scofield Bibles anymore. They were running about $35-ish when we first started this, and they're up to around 40-ish now. And I get those off Amazon, so that's a good price. And so it's actually Grace Doctrine Church pays for these, Gary. I felt it was good for the church to do this. You can send a little note with whatever you send out from Amazon if you want to send the recipient a note of some kind. And so I have a standard note that I put on the enclosed slip of paper where they can see that it came from the congregation of Grace Doctrine Church and that we're certainly praying for them to continue their spiritual growth with a Scofield Bible. I remember when I first got into great interest in studying the Word, a lady down in Alabama suggested the Scofield Bible, as you know. And I began studying those footnotes and chain references and that kind of thing. This is before I got plugged into the kernel. And I found that C.I. Scofield was my pastor at that point. If you really will pay attention to those footnotes, follow the chain references and that kind of thing, you can learn a lot of theology by C.I. Scofield. He is dispensational, which is extremely important. And everything you read there, I would say 95% is right down central. Remember, Scofield was operating in the early 20th century, and that's an important piece of information to have. I know when the colonel was at Dallas Seminary, and he was under the tutelage up there of those professors. And I'm trying to remember that professor's name that founded Dallas. Yes, thank you, Dr. Chafer. Anyhow, as they were graduating, he said to that class, he said, "I've told you all I need to know, all I know that you need to hear." And he said, "I would hope that you fellows in this group here will go forward and surpass my knowledge of the Word of God, that you will do far better than I have." And so you can't get a better piece of encouragement than that from Dr. Chafer. And so the colonel certainly did that. He went down to Houston, Texas, and began teaching exegetically. And therefore those verbs came off the page for me, and I loved that part. And so those Scofield Bibles and Dr. Chafer and all of that, these are the heroes of the past, and the colonel kept that moving forward. And I've tried to honor his teaching ministry by staying as close as I can to what he has taught me. And I'm saying it is very, very close, because over 33 years, I have a huge inventory of information that he has provided me through his grace. And therefore, what I am teaching you, I feel extremely confident that what I'm telling you is the truth. and that is because I had a good teacher. So with regard to publications, we like to pump those out as best as we can, and when Rick tells us, we can. And Rick's the money man. I was in here the other day. Whirlwind, we'll note in a moment, is all done, and it will be published very soon. And I mentioned that from the pulpit, that we hoped we could publish it soon. And he was sitting over there about where Skip is, and he gave me a thumbs up. And I thought, well, that means we've got enough money to do this, so we'll go forward. He then apologized to me, saying that I know that I shouldn't say anything about the money. He said, but I wanted you to know that we've had an influx of funds, and we certainly can afford to do Whirlwind. And I said, no, I just assumed if we had the money, then you would have given a thumbs up. If we didn't have the money, it would have been a thumbs down. So anyhow, that's in the process. So let me show you what we've done since 2005. The basic books came first, and they were first published in 2005. We did all four of these. There was a theory or a process, a procedure behind how these were divided up into four books. We felt that the 1989 basics were the kinds of books that were needed for new believers and that they could grow in grace in this process. But in consultation with Rick Hughes, we came to the understanding that you don't want to give them the whole nine yards at first, because you have to know and understand that people will be negative and will not pursue the entire book and therefore throw it away. So his instruction to us was divided up into a number of books, which we did. And so the first book is Extreme Basics. In other words, we had a fellow recently tell us that they had taken the book one to a fellow that he knew who was allegedly a Christian, and they wanted him to read the first book. Maybe that would get him positive toward a more intense study of the Word. And the man brought the book back and gave it to my man and said to him it was just a little bit too deep for him. So if the book one of the basics is too deep, then you're not concentrating. Anyhow, book one is on the left. Safe to Die is on the right. That's book two. And I don't know how Gary manages this, but I'm sure they get them sequentially as you think that they've come up to speed on the previous one.
Who loves you? That's book one, and then that's book two, book three.
Got it.
Now what God thinks is
for. Got it. The ones I'm showing you are the date of publication. So we'll get to Joe in a minute. This is books three and four, left and right there, and that completes the basic series. Then the next book we published was Who Loves You? And that, of course, is Joe Hunt's publication that's been phenomenally successful. Tim and I were called over to Joe's house one day, and he sat us down and said, these are the doctrines that are sustaining me in what I'm going through here with this brain cancer. And he said, I know almost everybody in St. Louis. He didn't say that, but Joe knew a lot of people. And because he loved people and associated with them and slapped them on the back and said, who loves you? It's Jomo. And so he was all fired up to make sure that these people that he knew would get a hold of his book and maybe some of them would be saved. And so he gave us a list of doctrines that he wanted to have in this book. And so we took it, and Timmy did the research, and I did the research. We cobbled it together and then sent it off to press. And the title of it was, of course, obviously, Who Loves You? Now, I don't think Nikki's with us today, but Nikki wrote a foreword to the book that we have in the most recent publication of it in there for her to do as a foreword. On the right, we have 40 proclamations. That's the Theology of Grace Doctrine Church. Not only do we have the 40 proclamations, we also have the Constitution and Bylaws of Grace Doctrine Church. We have the Constitution and amendments to the not only the Declaration, the Constitution and amendments are also in the book. And also on the back of it, you have the breakdown on the logo. There's a story behind the logo. It has meaning and purpose, and so that's found in that book, too. The next books we have, first, One Day at a Time, and secondly, Gospel's Missionary Journey. One Day at a Time, this was cobbled together from my notes by, of course, John Smith. I've got to salute John. He's been the editor of these things that we've started, and he's done a phenomenal job on that. And he cobbled together One Day at a Time from a bunch of stuff I'd done. And we pulled it together as a book that's probably the biggest one we've done so far and probably the biggest one we'll ever do. And that was published next. The next one to come up on the agenda was Gospel's Missionary Journey. Now, I've been doing this coming September, I'll do my 22nd annual Shreveport Bible Conference. And the last several, I've really put a lot of time into and research. Back in the early days, I would just rip things that I'd already taught and cobble that together and take it down there and teach it. And they seemed to like it well enough to invite me back the next year. And so I really got involved in some detailed research and study over the last, say, 10 years or so. And that 6 hours of teaching, averaging somewhere between 40 pages approximately every year. Patrick Henry last year was almost 60 pages. I thought certainly I'd be able to squeeze in most of that in 6 hours. And I ran through it like a dose of salts. And so therefore I had to do a tap dance the sixth hour, which they enjoyed down there. At least they said that. Gospel's Missionary Journey is the first of those publications. There will be several of them. There's going to be Promises of God. John actually put this together by going through promises of various categories. A guy named Lockyer has all the whatevers in the Bible, and one of his titles is All of the Promises in the Bible, and he used that among other things, and categorized promises and therefore put that in a book. So that's been a big seller. Second one is Whirlwind. That's what's on the agenda. We'll probably send that to the printer sometime in March. We're on the verge of doing that. That's a Shreveport Bible Conference about 2012, somewhere in there. And it has to do with the Second Commandment. The Second Commandment talks about the four-generation curse. You see that elsewhere in Scripture. And the Whirlwind is used to emphasize the fact that a client nation can fall when there's a loss of thought within the population. We certainly are suffering from that now. And so among the titles we were looking at, John and myself, were looking at for these Shreveport Bible Conferences. We decided on Gospel's Missionary Journey first, and then decided Whirlwind would be a good title to go next based on the circumstance in the client nation today. There's going to be another one, Divine Decree. That's a Shreveport Bible study. So that will come out next following Whirlwind. A couple of other titles we're working on presently, and they will follow these two titles. Those in Dorito Land that want to have any of these book titles, you can go online and download them, by the way. Gary seems to have done that for your prisoners. You can download these books from the website if you like hard copies, which I do. I believe a book's not a book unless it's got a binding. And so you can get the books. There's no charge for them. And the address you would write is Joe Griffin Media Ministries, 1821 South River Road, St. Charles, 633. And I put 04. That's my email address, zip code. It's really 03, 63303, and I'm used to writing 4. So that's what goes on there. I don't have anything else to go with this. We have GDC and JGMM new websites, and none other than Paul Davey is going to come up here and tell you all about that. Thank you for your time.
Dennis, how are we doing on time? You all right? Good, because I only about 38 slides, so I'm kidding. And I'm the only thing, Joe said, no, Paul, you want to go last. Thanks, Joe. I'm the only thing standing between all these people and their pot roast. So, no, actually, I just have a couple of slides, and I do want to thank Joe and the board for giving me a chance to talk a little bit about what we're going to go over. As the slide indicates, we have new websites coming for JGMM and for Joe Griffin, the church. Joe mentioned earlier we have two websites, but they really share most of the same content. So that, I think we're going on 20 years now, Joe. I think this September will be 20 years. So we did this back in 08. We changed from the original. Now we're going to do this again. And what we'll talk about again, just a couple of slides. This is really just an opportunity to introduce this idea. Last year, the boards, actually Rick mentioned, and by the way, thanks Rick for setting some of this up.
The boards got together and they both voted to support this. So this is something that's being funded by both boards. And we are going through a complete revamp of both of the websites. There are a number of reasons for this. Let me just hit a couple. Most importantly, I think many know, we run our websites out of the church here locally. Runs on computers that have been here for a long time. And I want to give credit actually and thanks to people who have donated those computers to our church, because we've lived off of that grace for a very long time. And as I've explained to the boards, we're living on borrowed time and God's grace only. So without spending a whole bunch of money here, we thought we'd go through the exercise of taking all of this technology and putting it out somewhere in the cloud. I think Rick said it best. We're going to give it to other people because we don't want to do it anymore. That's really my excuse. But we do want to get those web services out of this church. And that's really multifaceted. One, we don't want to pay for hardware. We don't want to be in the computer hardware business. We don't want to do that. But we also, boy, something happens to our internet connection or something happens to our power here, as it often does, we will lose all of the access to our websites. Many of you have experienced that. We want to get rid of that liability, of that risk as well. So we're going to push those things out to the cloud, as they call it. We want it to be more dependable. And we also, we have been blessed by people in this organization, and I'm not one of them, by the way. I stopped doing that kind of thing a long time ago because technology got way too smart for me. But most of you will know Matt Lawson. You'll know Mike Weber. They've done amazing things for our church and our website and the availability of Joe Griffin's doctrine around the world. And that technology has changed. We need to move that capability and that development, the people who do all this stuff for us, we're going to put that on some other folks and have them pick up the baton and keep moving forward with that. So that's one of the other reasons. And then lastly, and I don't have a bullet on here for it, but we're also going to use this opportunity as a stepping stone to a more stable, sustainable, mobile presence. And many of you have used what was a pre-existing mobile application for your phones and your tablets. That, too, has waned in terms of its supportability and sustainability. So without getting too crazy, we're going to take these new websites, and the same people that help us do that are going to help us build new apps for our phones and our tablets so that we can make all of this doctrine more readily available. Good news, last slide. So what to expect, and again, this is more of a heads up. We are making all of these changes now. This company's been working on this since last year. Lots of help from folks who've reviewed that site and given us their insight. We appreciate that. But what you'll get initially is a very new look and feel, but very similar content. So it's not going to be a whole bunch of new flashiness that isn't anything you're familiar with. Everything that you can get to today, we're going to make that available to you in the future. It's just going to be a little easier to use, a little more responsive. One note that I do want to make, and Joe and I are still kind of talking through this, but the Google groups that Joe walked through earlier, we've got 706 of those, and I mean, I'm one of those because I'm lazy and I can't keep up with you anymore, Joe. So those pre-class notes and how you get those notes and announcements even from Joe, that mechanism may change, so heads up on that. We'll talk more about that later. We may move away from Google Group and move over to something that these folks that are building our website can do for us. And finally, you know, we're really nearly complete. We anticipate moving this at the end of March, maybe early April. Things don't always quite go as we expect, but that's about the timing. So I think we'll have another opportunity to talk about that, Joe. You'll at least make some announcements to prepare people and get them ready for the switch in the coming month or so.
Sure.
Okay. So, again, I just want to say thank you to Dennis. I want to say thanks to everybody who's involved in supporting this. Joe always points to me. It is definitely not me. When it goes right, that's guys like Dennis and Dana and other folks. When it's broken, that's usually me. So thanks for that. And really to both boards throughout, you know, the last 20 years, I come up with these cockamamie ideas, and they go, yeah, all right, Paul, whatever. But they're very supportive, and it obviously has been something that has grown, I think, bigger than you and I have ever thought it might. But 300,000 visits a year, thousands of downloads, 200 people every class logging on to get streams and listening later. So God's grace, and thanks to everybody for your patience this morning, but throughout the years with all this technology stuff. So thank you.
Paul, is there any market value for these computers once we get rid of them?
We're about $13.
If anybody still likes Commodore, just talk to Paul. All right, where am I? At this point, I'd like to ask the congregation, is there any new business someone wants to bring up at this time? Okay. Didn't think so. At this point, I would recommend a motion to close. Timmy, is there a second? All right. All those in favor? Joe, would you like to close us in prayer?
Before the closing prayer, I got a note that I failed to mention while I was up here a moment ago that I wanted to pass along to you. I got a note from Dana that she's been involved in shipping out a number of MP3 orders, as well as books and other paraphernalia that we send out here. Although she is fighting cancer, she's still down in the basement doing the duties that she's able to do now. She is sequestered because when you take this chemotherapy, sometimes it can ruin your what count?
White cell
count, and she's very vulnerable to being infected by the flu bug or what have you. So she's sequestered at home right now, but it hasn't slowed her down. She's continuing to plug away. And so I salute Dana, I salute Dennis, and I do salute Paul. He came up with this whole idea, and I said, why would we want to do that? So we have learned about why. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your matchless grace, the provisions that you've given three ministries that endeavor to communicate your word through electronic contrivances, through print, and through voice to those who are positive to growing in grace. We thank you for all of the grace you provided for each of these ministries. We thank you for sustaining us this long. We'll continue to plug away as your grace provides. We'll lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And you're dismissed.